Well, today we have just seen Jesus on trial at court before the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of the Jews. And it is a very frustrated court because they cannot find testimony to put Jesus to death. All their false witnesses do not agree in what they say. And Jesus just stands there silent above it all. Until Caiaphas, the high priest, the chief justice, confronts him directly and says, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus majestically replies, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." And in those brief words, the deal is sealed. Enough to charge Jesus with blasphemy, which according to Jewish law was punishable by death. Because all those Jews that were assembled in that court who knew their scriptures well would have heard in Jesus' reply a direct allusion to the prophecy of Daniel. Daniel, who saw a vision of a glorious figure like a Son of Man being escorted on the clouds of heaven. And he is given a kingdom unmatched in size or prestige of any other kingdom in history. And his royal appointment signals the dramatic defeat of God's enemies. This is why St. Paul would later say, "At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow." That name being not Jesus, but Lord, Kyrios, the divine name. Church, this is who Jesus Christ is now in his divine majesty. And yet today we see him spit on and mocked and savagely beaten. And we also see him sitting down to share an intimate meal with his closest friends. As we journey through Holy Week, we should consider how we have participated in this passion story. Because, you know, when the Son of God became the Son of Man, by doing so in the incarnation, he chose to identify himself with all men and women, to have solidarity with the human race. And as we journey now through Holy Week, we must consider how our sins against other human beings have been the sufferings that Jesus endured in his passion. Today we see how Jesus had horrible physical violence inflicted on his human body. And so this week, we must grieve if we have ever, at any time in our life, inflicted physical violence on the human body of another, whether from conception to old age. Because their humanity is joined to Christ. And we should mourn this week at any verbal or emotional abuse, beatings that we have given to other human beings. And this week we look to see, honestly, about the inconstancy in our own relationship with Christ. Today, just like the 12 did, we will share an intimate meal with Jesus at this table and will feel very close to the Lord from that. But will we leave this table to betray him by our coldness towards others or forgetfulness of others, especially the poor? We hear today that when Jesus was led away to court, Peter followed him at a distance. And today, after we share this intimate meal with Jesus like Peter did that night, will we just leave this table to just go out and follow Jesus at a distance? That's what got Peter in trouble, and that's what gets us in trouble too. Do we keep him at a distance, thus making it so much easier for us to deny him in our words and deeds? Yes, today, this week, as we go through this week, in contrast to the physical beatings that Jesus endured, let us beat our breasts, trembling at the sins we may have committed against the Son of Man in his humanity, who sits at the right hand of power. But in our contrition, we have hope, because the merciful words that Jesus spoke from the cross echo down through the ages and hold for all time. A plea to the Father on our behalf, he who has solidarity with us. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. To the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.